Welcome to our Passion Pod, my favorite format. And with me in the room is one of my favorite colleagues, Nalvin de Pape. Hi.
Hi, Aurelia.
Hi, how are you?
Good? Very good. The sun is shining.
I know. And the sun is shining in the room, too. We have our new air artist with us. Hi.
Hello.
La Gioia is here. You are a pure joy. It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. This might be one of my favorite episodes every year when we get to talk to the talent and the new artist in our air program about what they do and how they do it and what their path has been. So, Latoya, congratulations and thank you for being a part of the program. You have just been named our new air artist.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored.
It's great to have you. Maybe we can dive right in. So you sing.
Yes,
we're going to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Later, or a little bit more, actually, I should say, later on. Maybe can you start with, this is something that just interests me very much, with people, how they find their instrument and your voice being yours. Maybe can you talk a little bit about when you first felt that your voice was really an instrument for you and really this way to express yourself? Was there like a key moment, or has this developed over time?
I think it developed over time. I've been singing and making music since I was a child. It all started when my sister stopped playing the piano. I just went straight on it and I took over her piano lessons. And then I just grew up with the whole pop culture, you know, from the US and everything, and like Britney Spears being on MTV and everything.
Yeah.
So I was really interested in entertaining my family with singing and a little bit of dancing. And from there on, I was just interested in making music, I think. And even when I played when I started playing the piano, I'm not really good with music theory, but I was always good with making music from scratch, like from my ear, and just playing a new piece and then showing this like on the piano showcase or something. And then later on, I developed my voice a little bit, took some singing lessons, and knew that was something I want to do. Like, first it started as a hobby, and then I was starting to write songs. It sounds cheesy, but I always say kind of chose me. Like, I just went on the piano and I started to write songs, but it was always in English, never in Swiss German or German, even though I'm from Zurich, because I always listened to English music.
Hey, you know what? I think that so many people will relate to this. When you know this question, like, what's a skill you'd love to just like switch on, Matrix style, right? And for me, this, the ability to write music, I couldn't be further from it. But if I had to wish for a skill, I think this would be very high up on the list. That is so beautiful. And that to have that skill is so magnificent, really. I mean, we've got another artist in the room, Norman. You played the flute yeah, but still, you've got musical.
Yeah, sure. Background, yeah. But never, I was never creative enough to write anything. It's so always impressive to me to see that for some people it's just something extremely natural. And it's just your way of expressing yourself. So yeah, really inspiring.
It's a muscle though, you have to train. Like when you say you don't get the time to be creative or to be creative, I think it's just you have to go after it. I think everyone could do it, I think, if you like train the muscle, the writing muscle. It's just like learning a new instrument, right? You have just to practice, and if you practice the writing as well and making melodies, it's a muscle you build, and you get stronger.
That's actually very inspiring, and I can understand that. When was the first time you were on stage in any kind of performing way, and was that a key moment?
Okay, there's some. there are a few. I can't remember this, but when I was 2 years old, I think I went on stage during the holiday, and my mom still has a picture of it, where I just took the mic and sang Olli Mini Antli, like the Swiss German song. I have no memories to that. But later, I was part of the school band in my class in school, and I think when I was around, I loved it there on stage anyway. And when I was around 70 or 80 years old, I went to an open mic in Zurich at the Plaza, and where I performed first my own songs, and from there on I knew, like, this gives me so much joy. Because it's a fun fact, I'm always hungry, right? I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I had this day where I was on stage, like, and I forgot to eat dinner, and I never forget. And I knew, like, wow, this is something, like, nothing, like, this kind of fills me, really. Like, it really is pure joy. It's another experience I can't compare to anything, like, being on stage and having this feeling of sharing your energy, your music, your words, your experiences.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. I love that. I think it carries too. Your music is really filled with that joy and that spirit, I have to say. Navin, when was the first time you heard the Joyous work?
Well, when we received her application, actually. I had not heard of you before. But yeah, we received different applications for very... yeah, creative people, of course, people with dreams, people with challenges. And yeah, sometimes when you just read something, you need to also listen to it. Okay, what is your work like? And yeah, we just went on Spotify, listened to it. And actually, that's pretty funny, because from our AIR committee, I know that both Philip and Louis, they loved your song What System. I like it as well. Mine, though, my favorite one is One Less Soldier. I already told you about it.
And I like that one too.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. And it's also the type of music that I like, actually, kind of this pop music. So yeah, it was just the first time I listened to it. And immediately I felt like it was definitely my vibe.
The pop music is also important. Maybe we can stay with that for just one second, because the AIR program is decidedly not a program for classical music, but we've had a lot of classically trained singers, musicians. I mean, who was here last? I think it must have been Hugh, or maybe it was our lovely Nicoletta in a different capacity chatting with us about her craft. And of course, you know, we've had this, it just kind of so happened that a lot of classically trained musicians were in this program. I'm so thrilled to see pop music represented here again. We had Master Soul Boy, 3 years ago or something like this, who was also from a more modern style. And I love the breadth that the program represents, right? And I think that there's a lot of connecting tissue there too, right? Like this, that, for example, when you just said it's a muscle you have to train, I was reminded of Nicoletta, who said, well, if you don't practice on the first day, you notice it on the second day, your neighbors notice it on the third day, your audience notices it, right? and you know, I guess that's really important. No matter when or what you dedicate yourself to, you really have to put in the effort, right? Do you sing and write every day?
I try, but I would lie if I do it every day. Yeah, I do really try, even if it's just like 5 or 10 minutes, like, to kind of activate my creative muscle, you know, especially with writing.
Oh, yeah. Because
I live in a building where I can't sing very loud. So I have to kind of plan that when I want to, like, train my voice.
So when you hear the neighbors living, you know that you can sing super loud and in your apartment or so.
Yes, correctly.
But yeah, what you mentioned about us having a lot of classically trained musicians, I think that's also what the committee, so Alexandra, Louis, Philip, this is also, they thought, hey, how about we move a bit away from that? The last two, Nicoletta, Hugh, they were very from the classical world. And now we have someone from here also, from Zurich, which is really cool for us. This other world, pop, indie. So this was definitely something that we wanted to explore, and we are happy to do it with you.
It's true, first local artist.
Yeah. And this is really also, I mean, we do human private banking, but we do human centric in all of our offering or all of our
endeavors.
Mm-hmm. And so this is also super valuable for us to have you here with us. We can sit, we can have coffee like we did like two weeks ago or so for our meetings. It's also much better than seeing each other only on Teams. So we have this flexibility, and it's I think it's great.
Yeah, no, I think I completely agree with that, and also the ability that we can see you live. When's your next concert?
My next concert is on the 2nd of April and on the 5th. So I'm playing a lot of live shows in April, so like in spring. And on the 5th, it's my EP release show, which is now sold out, which is actually really, really
awesome.
Nice.
Congrats.
I can't wait for that. So I'm really excited. Yeah, and hopefully there are going to be more. It's always kind of like short notice. Yeah.
We have secured some tickets for the 5th of April show, yes. So you will see us in the crowd.
The whole gang.
Yeah.
Virgos represented in the first row. Yes, awesome.
So maybe to go back to the program, what our goal is now is this year to work with you, to help you achieve your goals. What would be, milestones that you want to achieve this year? What do you want to work on most?
So I'd love to, you had like some different modules that were really, really interesting. I think they're really great for upcoming artists and that you can also choose from them. And like we talked about, it would be nice to maybe focus on the live performance or the production kind of side. I haven't been in a studio in a while because my EP just came out where I was working for 2 years now. So I'm kind of like hyped to just make new music, trying to work with other creatives, go into the studio, and definitely connect with the people that maybe you know, and we can like get together. Yes,
amazing. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Can I ask you something? What would it have been if it hadn't been music?
Well, hard question. So I'm still working like as a HR assistant. So I did the apprenticeship commercial here.
Oh, yeah, but that's not the same level.
But it's just like I mean, I'm passionate there, but it's just to especially pay the bills and everything. But if it'd been something else, I really haven't thought about it to be honest. Because
music was the only choice.
Yeah, it was the one that always felt right. Like I tried some stuff out, and I don't know, maybe I would be a baker or something.
That's very nice. That's super creative. I love that actually.
Or because it's also creative. Like if you're a cook, like the kitchen,
absolutely,
it's just something where I can create something maybe with my hands, you know.
Yeah It's beautiful. LaJoya, do you want to share a little bit about some specific songs of yours, and then maybe we can also take a listen?
Sure. So like I said, I just released my EP, which is called Brutally Honest, and there are 5 songs on it, and they were all created during a time, you know, where sometimes when you have like problems in your life, you just want to like put everything under the carpet and just go on with your life. And in those kind of like 5 situations with those 5 songs, I had to be quite brutally honest with myself in order to grow and to learn and to just go on with my life. And the first song that I released was What System, where I kind of like share my anger with the world, like what's going on, what you read in the news, and with the maybe wrong people in power. So I kind of like always try to put my emotions really into the song, like what I feel about. And the other song, which is the second song on the EP, it's called One Less Soldier. And this is about a personal experience of mine where a really close friend of mine didn't want to see the light of life anymore. I say it like this. The person's fine nowadays, but I was really close in the process of the person getting the help and everything. And I think when I talk to other people, we all have someone like that in our lives, which is really scary. And it's a really important topic, I think. Like, we don't talk about it too much. So I really want to put all these themes like out there and to kind of like say it's good to talk about this, you know, it's important. So yeah,
that's very relevant. It needs to be addressed and destigmatized, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
To make it more in the public eye. Such a social function of music. That's really beautiful.
Definitely.
It's a lovely layer.
And you brought some recordings also with you. I think that we can take a listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's show it. Seeing the billboards all across the city. Only one topic to talk about on the TV.
Awesome, LaJoya. What? So cool. Really, just so cool. Navin?
Yeah, any... yeah, I love it. I'm a fan. I'll be cheering on the 5th of April.
Thanks so much,
yeah,
guys.
Excellent. Really appreciate Maybe it. You want to give your band a shout out?
Yes, for sure. So my band is Yoa, Jan, Dave, and Etienne. They're all playing with me. We're like 5 people just putting on a really good show. They're really talented. They're way more talented than me because they all studied music. And they're really like a big part of all the arrangements. So I'm really thankful for them. They're really
awesome.
Good.
We'll put a link to the Spotify and socials and whatever is necessary to find you in the show notes. And
yeah, and also follow our own socials, Burger Socials, and go to our website regularly because you'll see some update of LaJoya's journey with us, with the Burgers Air program.
It was a very good plug, Norman. Yeah. I'm grateful for that. No, please absolutely do that. That's really where you can find all more information about all the stuff that we do. Norman, thank you.
Thank you, Aurelia.
For being here today. And LaJoya, thank you for making beautiful music, for enriching
so
our lives
much.
With that, and for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we thank you for listening. We're back at some point with more from Bergos Passion. This is so nice. It always, the passion part comes up when a passion comes up, right? It's really beautiful. But there will be more. We're sure of that. So until then, bye-bye.